Welcome to Love You Most. I think that this is the coziest episode I've ever had. I'm literally sitting in pitch black in my guest room and I can hear the rain coming down outside. I decided to like sit in the darkness because I started thinking back to when I was younger and like would have sleepovers and stuff with friends. And like when you're laying in a bed in the dark, I feel like it's so much more easy to be like open and vulnerable. And that's one thing I really want to do on these episodes, because like that's why I created this space to like share a side of myself that I feel like I don't share other places, but also for us to learn together, grow together, and all the things. So this episode I feel like is needed for just like the weather outside, and it is gloomy, it is cold. And so we're going to be talking about how to get out of your sad era and be happy again. I just don't even know where to start. I think that maybe the best place would be to start with like, maybe I'll start with the reviews before I hop into the episode, because I feel like that's, I don't know. Let me know what you guys prefer, whether you like me to hop like right into the episode or do you like a little catch up. You guys did leave some reviews on the last like few episodes on Spotify in the little Q&A section. And on the episode that says how to keep it together when life is falling apart, one of you guys left a message and you just said, I've been struggling a lot recently this episode, and just you as a person feel like the big warm hug that I need right now. Thank you for this episode. Wow, that is so like the best compliment. I feel like when we're feeling sad, it can just be really hard to get out of that mindset and like out of that feeling and out of that despair. So I'm so glad that I could be like a place to help you, like, I don't know, feel less alone in that. And then on the last episode, one of you guys left a message and you said, sending healing vibes and love to your pup. I'm so glad you enjoyed your solo trip. Cheers to more in 2024. And that one was from Key. And then the last one, I didn't read who the last one was from, so I'm going to try to go back and find it. I don't even remember what episode I said it was. We have so many episodes, it's like kind of hard to go back and find it. But whoever said that last little message, thank you so much. I'll be sure to like say the names and things next time of like who said what. And yeah, I think that that's all the reviews that we have. I don't think that we have any for Apple Podcasts, so make sure to leave a review there as well, because that's actually how people find this podcast and I do always read those. One of you guys left a review October 28th. I think that was the very last one that was left over there. So make sure you guys are leaving reviews there, because I do read them and I do just feel like very connected to you guys whenever I read those. So yeah, let's get into just a little like episode, and then we'll do the Q&A and a little book chat afterward. This is an episode that I feel like I want to really dive deep into. I'm going to try to keep the episode like around the same length as last time, because I think you guys liked the medium length episodes a little bit better than like super long or super short. But just like preface, I was in a really, really bad place in college and a really, really bad place in high school. In high school, I actually used to write a lot. I would write a lot in my journal and I would write a lot of poems, and a lot of those were very desolate, very sad, very like, I wish that I didn't exist, the world is too hard, like all of those things. And I would share those really with just like me and only me. And then I got to a point where I was just feeling like just so alone, where I would share them with some of my friends and like my friends didn't really know how to like, I mean, respond. Like, we're in high school and someone's just like feeling so sad. I feel like what do, you know? And so I remember one of my friends, I think she like reached out. No, it wasn't my friend. It was my like small group leader at church. She like reached out to my parents, and I remember I started going to counseling, but like my parents were like, I don't know, I think counseling and like therapy and stuff was like super new at that point. Or at least if it wasn't new, it was still very, very, very taboo. Like, this is like before 2010, like 2000, I don't know, five or something like that. Like, definitely way before people just were more open and talking about like therapy and counseling. And I think when you went and like did those things, people kind of looked at you like weird, and it was like very, very taboo. Like, I remember I actually had a friend and her sister would self-harm, and I remember her parents like sent her away, and I remember my friend telling me like, yeah, they sent her away, but they're telling everyone that she's like just gone for the summer, like traveling with friends, but really she's like somewhere getting help. And so I think that that's just like the reality of the world we live in. It is not celebrated, and I hope it becomes more celebrated. I think that it is, like, as we talk more about it, just like on podcasts and in person and online and stuff, but it's not celebrated to say like, hey, I need help. Hey, I'm like really struggling. And so I ended up getting like counseling, but I don't even know if I really call it that, because one of my parents' friends was like a therapist or counselor or something. And she like came over and was pretty much like, what's going on? I was just like, I'm sad. And she's like, tell me about how you feel. And I was kind of just like life sucks. I hate life. Like, I'm just like sad all the time, like that kind of thing. And then I remember when she left, like I never saw her again. And like things just kind of went back to how they were. And like, I was like, I'm not okay. Like, I'm still not okay. And so through all of that, I still continued to obviously like exist. Like, I'm here now. And like, I really thank God just for like, I don't know, being here today, because high school was a really hard time and middle school was a hard time. And then I got to college and I was like, okay, once I get to college, like things will be better. I'll start to feel better. I'll like make more friends. I'll like do fun things. Like, I had all these things in my mind that was like, once I get to college, I'll feel better. Like, just something's going to be better. That's going to make me feel better. And I'd say probably like maybe second semester, like things really hit in, like just very deep. Like, things aren't different. Like, you still feel the same. You still feel sad. You still are struggling. And I think in college, because I kind of, once I first got there, I felt better. But in college, I really, really struggled. And I think a large part of it was because I was not meant for college. And I think same with like high school and middle school, now that I think back on it. And I cannot speak to everyone and like your sadness and where it's coming from. I cannot speak to that. This episode, I really want to encourage you guys, like, go to therapy, talk to someone, like get the help that you need and like really dig deep into that. But I'm just like sharing the things that helped for me to like get me out of a really bad place. And I can't like really speak to anyone else, but for me, in high school, I was really sad because I didn't have friends. And I was really sad because I just felt like very alone. I was homeschooled and I had a lot of friends who all went to the same school. So it felt very like isolating in that way. But also like all my friends were super different from me. Like, a lot of them were like white, suburban, like very like upper middle class families. And like my family definitely was not. And it was just like a lot of differences. So I didn't feel like I could really lean on or talk to or rely on anyone. And obviously, like, as I'm getting older, like I'm changing and like growing and stuff. And I just felt like very alone. And so I think that a large part of what makes us feel that way is like when we don't actually have community to lean on, whether that's family or friends. And I've always like been around my family and close with my family, but there's just a difference. Like, when you're 13 and you're like going through something mentally, emotionally, whatever, it feels weird to talk to your family about it if they're not a family that like talks about like their feelings and emotions. We definitely are way more now, but back then, like, I'd say that was something that just like wasn't as like, I don't know, people weren't as open. And so got to college thinking everything would be like better and different. It was that first semester, like, I had a lot of hope and I think it was definitely better, but it wasn't really different. And I think the biggest difference was I was relying on other people to bring happiness into my life. So like, if I would do something with a friend, like, or if I would be around friends, like, that was my joy. Like, I wasn't really, like, it was all reliant on other people or other things or like doing things and keeping busy. And so second semester comes, my best friend, she ends up like going back to where she like grew up. She like left the school, and then my other friend left the school, and there was this huge falling out with my friend group, and the other two of my closest friends in that friend group were gone. So the other girls that were there like didn't like me. They would talk about me. I remember they would say things through my like bedroom door, and I could literally hear them because we were like connecting like dorm room, like dorm mates or whatever. And they would be like, oh my God, like Shaughnessy's so fake. Like Shaughnessy's so annoying, knowing that I could hear it. And so obviously like that really hurt. So I ended up going and like staying over at Brady's house. And this is how we actually ended up like, we were friends already, but like how we got like a lot closer, because I would go and like sleep on his couch because I'm like, I just can't be in my dorm just like hearing them just like talk about me. It's like really hurting my feelings. And so I would just sleep there on his couch. And then after a while, obviously like we're dating now, but when we started dating, I think I relied a lot on him to like make me happy, because I was like, okay, now that I'm with someone who loves me, like he wants to hang out with me all the time. Like he wants to be around me all the time. But like, obviously, if I was like at work or he was at football or something, we couldn't be together. And so I just relied solely on like him to like bring me joy. And so I think that that's kind of like not the best thing either. And I didn't really like school. So anyway, like long story long, I was just like really unhappy. And there was a point where I was literally like laying in bed in college and like weeks at a time where I just like couldn't get out of bed. And Brady's like, come on, like, you know, you got this, like get up, like shower, like go to class. I'm like, I just can't do it. Like, I just can't get up. I just can't do it. And I just felt like so sad. And I have like my own like traumatic things that I've had to work through over the years that like, I don't know if I'm ready to share yet, but there are definitely like things that I still struggle with and have had to work through. And so I think that those things started really rearing their ugly head. So for a long time, like I just felt very sad. So these are the things that helped me get from there to where I am now. And if you had asked me back then, like, you know, do you think in the future you'll be like happy? Like I probably would have been like, no, because I was just so unhappy. But the first thing that is super simple and very small to help like you to get out of your sad era and to be happy again is to get outside in nature each day. I know this kind of sounds like woo-woo or weird or whatever, but like, I don't think we were meant to like be existing in buildings all the time. And I would like be in my dorm and then I would wake up and go to class, and then I would go from class to the library, and then I would go from library to like the student union buildings where I would eat, and I would go back to the library, and then I would go back to my dorm and go to bed, and or I would go to Brady's and go to bed or whatever. And most of my time was spent literally inside. And I think that that's why like when it's like gloomy and dark and stuff in the winter, we get so sad, because we literally hole up inside at home and don't do anything but go to work, come home, go to work, come home. And even if you want to like only get outside for 10 minutes, I think that that's going to make a huge difference. And it has for me. And so I've just like bundled up, started taking walks at night with a podcast, or just like trying to watch the sunrise before I start work. And also trying to just like get out more, like going to the library and like sitting outside. They have like a little outdoor area with like these little picnic tables, and sitting outside there, just like somewhere new and different, going to a coffee shop and sitting outside, and then like only doing that for like 10 minutes and then going back inside because obviously it's cold. Like, I think that those changes make a huge difference. And another thing that I think will help a lot and has helped me is to wake up early to do something you love before work begins, so you can start your day with joy. Because a lot of the time we, by the end of the day, like our day is shot. You know, we come home from work and we're like, okay, I have laundry, I have to do the dishes, I have to do a million and one things. So you do those things, and then you're so exhausted that you just can't do anything. Your brain just wants to mindlessly scroll on your phone or just do something that's like not even going to like make you feel better. And I think when you start your day with something that makes you happy, like you're going to obviously have more energy for it because it's the beginning of the day and you just got like sleep, hopefully. But also like it just sets your day off to a good tone. And so I've started doing that. I just read in the morning and I don't even do anything crazy. I just literally turn on my light when the alarm goes off. I pull my book out and immediately start reading. Sometimes I'll like get a like drink from the fridge or something like that. But nothing like, I don't like it to be like too much because I'm not a morning person at all. But that has really changed my perspective in my day. And another thing to help you get out of your sad era and be happy again is to remind yourself that happiness is a choice. And I think that if someone had told me this back then, I would have been like, yeah, okay, says the girl who's happy all the time. But like, I am not happy all the time. Like, I literally am not happy all the time. Now, do I try to bring joy into my life each day? Yes. Do I do my best to bring like, don't know, happiness in my life so that it can potentially shift my perspective? Yes. But am I always happy? No. Like, I have a lot of things going on in my life. Like, you guys know, my dad just passed away, my dog has cancer, and my mom's getting ready to move, you know, halfway across the freaking world. I'm going to be like in my small town by myself, which is fine because I love the town. But like, life is not panning out how I like really planned it when I was younger. And I think that it's easy to like focus on those things or focus on all the negatives. But then like when you shift your perspective to think like, okay, yes, my dog has cancer, but he was diagnosed last May and he's still alive. Like, that's incredible. Yes, my mom like obviously is moving because my dad passed away, but like, she's embarking on a new adventure that I know is going to inspire her, which is in turn going to inspire me because we're really close. And I'm going to have a new place to visit like every few months because she's going somewhere that's like really warm. Like, I think just you can be sad. Like, I'm not saying that that's like a bad thing to be, because I think that all emotions are needed and beneficial. But I think sometimes when we just like sit in the sadness and we just like fester in it, sometimes it can like, I don't know, be harmful. And so I try to feel the sadness, but sit in the joy. And so I think about the things that, I don't know, bring me joy. And that usually will just like change my perspective and bring happiness into my life. Because again, it is a choice. Like, we can choose to like have a bad attitude or a bad perspective for whatever. And the same thing with like, I don't know, joy. Like, we can choose to have that, and it's like there for us. But I think it's just easier to lean into the negative. Someone once told me, because I used to work with families who had children that are neurodivergent and autistic. And I remember one of the trainings that we had, they said that a lot of children that we would work with, they would automatically lean to the negative and to like talk about negative things and just like say or do negative things, because that would get a bigger response from the people around them. And I think that that's the same for us. Like, it's easier for us to wallow in sadness or talk about sadness or talk about sad things with people that we know, because we know we're going to get that response. Like, if I say like, oh my gosh, it's so cold today, like, of course someone will be like, I know, I hate the cold, it's the worst. But then if I say, oh my gosh, it's so sunny today, someone else might respond, yeah, but it's a little too hot for me. You know, I think people just like instinctively want to lean towards the negative. And I've really tried to stay away from that. And again, it's very hard because I think that it can just become a part of our like habit to constantly speak negative things. But I'm really trying to break that. Another thing that will help you get out of your sad era to be happy again is to limit news consumption. I'm just going to speak on this briefly because I don't want to touch too much on it, because I think that it's pretty self-explanatory. But I think we just like, as humans, started with no internet, and then the internet obviously was a big boom. And so now we have this like tool at the palm of our hands to see whatever we want, whenever we want it, at all times. But I think back to when our parents would like watch the news or read the paper. My parents would read the paper in the morning and they'd watch the news, like the 6 o'clock news at night. And that was it. So you get like maybe 2 hours of consumption of news. And now that it's at the palm of our hand, I feel like we think, okay, well, we have to be so dialed in, so tapped in at all times. And if we're not, like, we're like not good people. But that's just not true. I think that we need to dial it back a bit just so that we can balance our own emotions and so that we are not sucked into all the negative things that will continue to forever happen because humans are flawed. I think that we like definitely need to help where we can and share where we can and talk about things where we can. But I think letting anything consume you can be like not the best thing. And another thing that I think will help you get out of your sad era is to move your body daily. This has been a big thing for me because I never used to like working out, ever. Like, if someone had said like, you're going to be a girl who like works out not only like 4 times a week, but 6 times a week, I would not believe them, because I used to hate working out. But I think moving my body, literally, it creates serotonin in your like body that like just makes you feel good. And so like, why would you not want to do something that makes you feel good, that's also like healthy and good for like your body? And so I've been just like working out, but also I think what gets me to the point of like being excited to go to the gym is to have a community that like really welcomes me in and makes me feel good to be there. And so if you're struggling with that, definitely try like maybe classes. Like, I started Pilates and I've been doing that 2 times a week. Maybe start doing Pilates or doing like a CrossFit like workout, which those aren't too crazy long. They're usually only like 30 minutes. Like do something like that where you can build community around what you're doing, which I think in turn will make you more excited to be there. And another thing that will help you get out of your sad era is to make it a habit to be present. That's a hard one for me. Definitely a hard one for me. And I think it's because like I just get into the habit of like constantly checking my phone. Like nothing's changing. Like I don't need to see that new status or that new post or whatever from whoever. Like if I'm at dinner or if I'm like talking on the phone with my friend or if I'm just like, I don't know, just being intentional with myself, I think that I need to be more conscious of like just being more present in that moment, whether it's watching a sunset or it's listening to Brady talk about his day or just like cuddling with Bane on the couch. Like I think sometimes we can miss the beauty in our lives by just not being present. And another thing to help you get out of your sad era and be happy again is to find the joy in being alone. And this was the big thing that I think that I didn't touch on earlier. When I was saying that I was focusing on my friendships and not having enough of them or not feeling like, I don't know, I could open up to my family or not really feeling like I had enough time with Brady and like relying solely on him to bring me joy. All those things, like those are great people in my life. Like I'm so grateful for them. But the moment that I started to stop feeling sad was when I realized that I'm the one who's responsible for my happiness. Like no one else. Like, and that's a hard pill to swallow because I think when we look at partners, we're like, well, of course they're supposed to make us happy, which they are, but they are not the sole person who is responsible for that happiness. And there's a very big difference there. And so once I realized that, I really like took that onus on myself. So like in the same way that I wanted like to hang out with friends every day, or I wanted to like go on dates, or that I wanted to like talk to family members or friends or whoever, I took that same intention and I put that into myself by going on dates with myself and like creating special little time like with myself to like learn about myself more. And like, how do you learn about yourself if you're not like dating yourself, you know, or just like doing and trying new things by yourself? And so that was a big thing. And I've had lots of episodes on how to like go on solo dates and things like that. But that was a huge thing and still is that like has gotten me out of that sad, sad era. And another thing that I think will help you get out of your sad era is to do one thing that brings you joy each day. And I mentioned that a little bit because that was also a big shift for me because I used to just kind of like wait for good things to happen to me, thinking like, oh, well, you know, this is going to be a crappy day and, you know, someone's going to come along and be like, hey, do you want to go do this? Or, hey, you want to do that? Or, hey, you know, here's this great thing. Like, why can't I be the person to bring that into my life, you know? And so I always make it a point to have something fun planned, even if it's as small as like doing a puzzle at night or watching the sunset or something super, super minuscule, like eating my dinner outside versus inside, or I don't know, just like calling a friend or anything. Like I always try to have something planned so that I can like be in a really good mood. And I think that when I started doing that, it made me look forward to the next day and then the next day and the next day and realize that there's a lot of good things ahead. And the last and very important thing to help you get out of your sad era is to go to therapy. And there are so many like telehealth things that you guys can connect with online. But also like I actually started going to therapy in college. And this is like a pivotal moment too that I think really helped shift and change my way of thinking. When I went to therapy, I went to a therapist who, and I don't know like all the acronyms of like what type of therapy is like whatever, but I went to a therapist who we actually had like a workbook where we would work through it because I'm very like tactical and I like to like write things down and have like tangible things to like work on and change and think about. Especially because I'm a big journaler or used to be. And so I had this workbook to work through, which I never worked through the whole thing. And I still have it that I definitely could go through it. But man, those questions were hard, like so hard that like peeling apart the like thought process to answer them like was painful for me. And that made me realize that like I had so many things harbored up in my heart that I didn't want to open up. And I was just trying to like cover up instead of like actually heal. It made such a huge difference. And so I did have to go to a few different like therapists that were there because like there were a couple people that were just not a good fit and it was a little awkward to like switch. But overall, like I went to the same person for like 2 years and it made all the difference. And I think I went like once a week. And even when I felt like quote unquote better, it was still nice to have that sounding board of someone who's like, hey, let's check in with like your notebook. Like, let's see, like, what are you working on? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts here? Like, think critically about like how you're feeling and why you're feeling this way. And guys, it just made a huge difference. So I know like therapy, again, is something that I feel like people talk about more than they used to, but it's something that has definitely been good for me. I'm not going to therapy now, but that's definitely not something that's off the table. It's definitely something I want to do more of in the future. So now let's get into our Q&A segment. That's like a little bit lighter, but I hope you guys enjoyed just those things that I think have really helped me most. And one of the questions you asked was, would you start a book club or like a Discord? I think I will in the future, but I just want it to be something that's like in person and virtual, because like I really, really enjoy like the in-person connection, but I just don't have the capacity to do it right now. I'm so busy. So in the future, for sure. Another question you asked was, what's my biggest pet peeve? And I think it's just like people who constantly redirect to negativity. Like if I'm talking about something positive, and you know those people, it's like they're forever pulling out the most negative thing. I think that's something I really struggle with. But then I have to remind myself that like that's just how they see the world, which is honestly like kind of sad. And another thing that you guys asked was, do you have a set reading schedule and reading places? I read a lot outside. I also read a lot in bed, and I read every single morning, every single night as well. So those are probably like my two biggest reading times, just like right before bed and right when I wake up. Another question you asked was, would you ever do a meetup with us book lovers? Yes, yes, yes. That would be so fun. Another question you asked was, do you attend church? If so, how did you know it was a good fit? So I actually went to the same church from fourth grade up until like, 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And we just decided we needed something different. I think that I've talked a little about church, not like a ton about church, but you guys know my faith is so incredibly important to me. But I think that the structure of church can sometimes be like not the healthiest space, because again, it is just a institution of humans who humans are flawed. So we went to the same church for a really long time and we're looking for something different. So we haven't found that different thing yet, but we're still searching. So I'll let you know if we find something hopefully soon. And the last question you asked was, how do you feel confident in your body while wedding dress shopping? That's a hard one. I think that like just learning to love yourself more is the biggest thing, because when you start to love yourself more overall, you just become happier with yourself. Like you'll be happier with your skin and happier with your hair and happier with your body and like just all the things. And to love yourself, you have to know yourself, I think. And that's how I learned to love myself more, when I like started going on solo dates more, because I'm like, okay, I'm human. Like I'm trying my best. I'm doing the best that I can. Like, how could I not love this like incredible person? And like in that incredible person is all those things that I just shared, like my skin, my hair, my, you know, facial expressions, my personality, like, and my body. And so that was like really where I started. And I feel like not enough people talk about like how to love yourself. They talk about how you should love yourself, but not how to get there. And I think that that's the one thing that really helped me. And I think that that is all the questions you guys asked. Make sure you guys are going over to the Loving Most Pod Instagram every Monday and leaving a question for me, because I answer every single one of them. And I think it's so fun to just like talk. And if you guys want me to go more in depth into like, I don't know, how I really struggled and how I like got out of that, or if you want me to talk about friendships, because I kind of briefly mentioned like just the struggles I've had with friendship. And I've had a lot of friendship breakups, y'all, a lot of friendship breakups. But if you want me to talk more about that and how I've learned to love myself, all the things, just go over to the Love You Most Pod Instagram on Monday. I always leave a question box up on Monday so you guys can drop in your questions, and I read every single one on that Friday's episode. So I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.